This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1926. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition recorded April 17th, Alaska, Argentina, Australia, Austria, Azerbaijan, Brazil, Chad, Cuba, Ethiopia, Iran, Kirisimas, Korea North, Kuwait, New Zealand, Nigeria, Oman, Panama, Peru, Philippines, South Africa, Sweden, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Rick Barton in Arizona reports excellent reception of KNLS Alaska, opening an hour in Russian at 16 UT, April 14th, on 9730. However, reception is not so good in Russia itself. From Deneb Radio DX via Rusty X, Dmitry Kotozov in Ryazan says, 9730 from 1630 to 17 UT has three stations in Russian: China Radio International, The Voice of Vietnam, and KNLS, and at his location, China dominates the frequency, and Alaska cannot even be heard. However, if you can hear any of the broadcasts of KNLS, Dmitry Kotozov says they have a new 35th anniversary QSL card, which may not be released yet, but he got a sample, or rather Konstantin Chernushenko got a sample, illustrated on their website. It shows a nice view of Mount Denali and a psalm about hills. RAI, Argentina to the World, has been sending out inaccurate schedules of its own relays via WRMI effective 1 April. The schedule was quoted in communication of the British DX Club. So I've been checking out what's actually on the air by monitoring. The English hour, UT Tuesday through Saturday, is at 01 UT on 9395, but they don't know it. Also on parallel 9455, which has a better signal in Central North America. I can't hear the Japanese at 08 or the Chinese at 09 UT on 9455. They really ought to be on a lower band like 5850. But Mount Orituela managed to hear them well enough to confirm, as on the air using, I suppose, a remote receiver. RAI thinks Portuguese is still at 12 UT on 9955, but it's really at 11 UT, not only on that, but also on 9455. I can barely hear German at 19 on 9395, and for a while Italian was missing at 20 on 9395, but as of April 16th, I was almost able to be positive that the language I was hearing was Italian. Spanish continues at 22 UT on 5950. These are Monday through Friday only. Not 23 UT, as RAI thinks. And finally, the half hour in French at 2330 is really on 7780. All relayed via WRMI. April 15th at 1232, I tried to hear a just barely audible carrier, at least from Aussie Radio Australia, on its new frequency 4835, but no trace of it. And that is because, as John O'Wright informed us, 4835 has suffered over heat issues with the power supply. Days on days of 100 degree Fahrenheit heat cooked the power supply, so it's off the air till at least May 15th. This was as of 11 April from Craig Allen of Aussie Radio. That leaves 4835 still available for All India Radio Sikkim to be heard, if possible, until it's interfered with by Australia. Although the Mosbrunn transmitter site in Austria is a major relayer of other broadcasters, Austrian radio itself, Program 1, has only a token broadcast, and now it has been reduced, according to Ivo Ivanov, as of April 11th. It's only from 0530 to 0620 weekdays and 10 minutes less on weekends until 0610, relaying the German domestic service on 6155. Kai Ludwig explains, this is temporary, while it is not possible to operate three frequencies at once. The culprit is a failed vacuum capacitor, and it is intended to complete the repairs within 2 weeks, but first the spare part has to be ordered. That was via the ADX newsgroup in German. At least this broadcast includes a bit of classical music around 0530. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, reports that the strange shortwave service from Azerbaijan is back on the air after about 11 months' absence. At 08 to 14 UT, heard weekly April 11th on 9677.5 in Azeri, but it's with broadband FM modulation. And after 11 UT, there's interference from the China radio war on 9680. The name of the station is, and I never know how to pronounce it at all, so I'm spelling it ICTIMAI Radio. Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso keeps reporting to Hardcore DX new shortwave stations in Brazil. But they're really low-power pirates, and I expect quite a challenge to hear beyond Brazil. The latest ones he's reported are on 7675 Radio Pink Panther at Araraquara, São Paulo State. Very strong at his location, he says, with music. This was April 13th at 1219 UT. Their theme music is, of course, the Pink Panther. And then on 7800 Radio Cachoeiras, which means waterfalls, at a place called Cachoeiras de Macacu in Rio de Janeiro. Announcers speaking, April 16th at 1952. He provides clips of these on YouTube, or at least for most of them. And he says three more new shortwave stations are expected to be on the air by June, raising the total to nine planning to go on the air. And he has frequencies for some of them, but I expect those are quite flexible. 8470 Radio Contraste in Paraíba State. 10240 Radio Fronteira in Paraíba. On 12100, as mentioned before, Radio Gavião in Mato Grosso. 8005 Radio Litoral Norte in Ceará. 6985 some station in São Paulo State. And he has a few more without frequencies yet. He says the transmitters for these are being made in Paraíba and two of them in São Paulo. We continue to monitor the rather fuzzy situation about a target broadcast for the Lake Chad area, which also is near Nigeria. There is one starting at 05 UT on 5960. On April 14th, I was surprised to hear their sign-on announcement in French. I couldn't copy it all, including a definite name for the station, something international. But they gave the local time at 6 a.m. on Saturday, the 14th of April. However, 2 days later, at 05 UT on April 16th, it was not signing on in French, but instead in African language, Kanuri or Hausa. That is, except for a trilingual greeting, Salam Aleikum, bonjour, and good morning to you all. This is supposedly Radio Ndarassan International, the one headquartered at N'Djamena, Chad. But I didn't hear that name, nor did I hear them say Dandalkura, the former name, and still the name of the one originating in Maiduguri, Nigeria, now on other frequencies. Anyhow, they're both concerned with countering Boko Haram. Last week, we reported a new frequency for Radio Havana Cuba English to North America, 6180 until 07 UT. And it continued for two more nights, April 8th, 9th, and 10th only, but on April 11th at 0635, I found they'd reverted to the previous frequency, 6165. Maybe Arnie got our message about all the collisions on 6180. It's a six-hour span starting at 01 UT if they get the transmitter going in time. But 6165 also has some conflicts, such as Turkey at 0300 and Japan and Russian via Germany at 0430. I happen to hear another new frequency for RHC in English, 6140 at 0627 April 17th. But that's a leapfrog mixing product of 6060 over 6100, another 40 kilohertz higher, but one I don't think I've heard before. And as I mentioned last week, one of the morning frequencies for Spanish, between at least 13 and 15 UT, has left 15370, the same transmitter, on 13700. And I now can confirm that, just like on the old frequency, this transmitter is putting out a constellation of extremely distorted FM-ish spur blobs. Not every day, but most mornings I check, such as April 16th. The closest ones decode clearly if you tune in the FM mode, and the further ones are just a trace of the F-sharp tone, which accompanies all of them. They're at approximate 67 kilohertz intervals above and below 13700. And just to be thorough, I'm going to name all these approximate frequencies as I measured them. 13767, 13834, 13900, 13967, into the 20-meter ham band, 14034, 14100. And on the lower side, 13634, 13569, 13502, 13436, 13370, 13302, interfering with some aeronautical communications, 13235, and 13169. If you weren't counting, that's 14 of them altogether. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. On 5950, April 15th at 0311, a horrible mixture of Horn of Africa music from Voice of Tigray Revolution, Ethiopia, and oldies from WRMI, a new frequency still not on their schedule. More about that later. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, noted a couple of target broadcasts for Iran were missing as of April 13th. He had last heard them for sure on March 30th. Radio Ranjin Kaman, the one promoting gay pride, since it means rainbow, was not being heard on 7580 via Uzbekistan Monday or Friday at 16 to 1630. Also missing was Radio Payam-e-Dost, the Baha'i station, both of them in Farsi, of course, which had been daily broadcasting at 18 to 1845 on 7480 via Pridnestrovia. However, by April 16th, Radio Rainbow on 7580 was again being heard. On some occasions, but not every night, I hear a just barely audible carrier on the distinctive frequency of 846 kHz as early as 0546 UT, April 13th, and also as late as 1120 UT, April 11th, presumed to be Radio Kiribati from Christmas Island in the Pacific. It's now reported to be leaving its carrier on all night, even after programming finishes around 10 UT, I think it is, according to Gary DeBach, visiting Aitutaki. In British Columbia, Nick Hall-Patch has also been hearing that carrier after 14 UT, according to posts at IRCA. But wait, there is more from Christmas Island, spelled as if it were pronounced Kiritimati, via Conexión Digital, news of a Hamdi expedition from April 17th to 24th with the call sign Tango 32 Alpha Zulu, operating on all the HF bands from 80 to 10 meters. It's actually a ham from Hawaii whose home call is Kilo Hotel 6 Quebec Juliet. Ivo Ivanov reports a major frequency change for Radio Free North Korea via Uzbekistan at 12 to 13 UT as of April 5th. 15630, replacing 9345. Unfortunately, starting at 1250 UT on 15630 is Dead Air from Radio Cairo for its 1300 Dari broadcast. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 1926. Based on information published in DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.com. All of which are non-commercial. Many thanks this week for financial support from Will Martin in St. Louis, who sent a generous check to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Alan Rowe in England reports Radio Kuwait being heard in the DRM mode in English, starting at 18 UT, April 12th, 15540, a strong signal and good signal lock, he says. Less so for Arabic on 13650. We used to be able to hear this English broadcast over here when it was in the AM mode, but now checking April 14th at 1833, the DRM, if I could receive it, is only at an imaginary level, possibly a slightly increased noise level above the background noise on the band. Alexander Busniag in Germany has compiled a current DRM schedule showing it's in use by only 5 stations on shortwave. It seems to be a failing mode. India suspended its DRM months ago for reasons unclear. Last week we mentioned that Radio New Zealand had some extra transmissions in AM due to a cyclone hitting Fiji on April 10th. But Iwi Ivanov says that only lasted one day. On April 11th, they were back to their regular schedule. The people who brought us Radio Biafra went on to another service called Radio Nigeria Hausa Service, not to be confused with anything from the central government. It was on just for a while and then disappeared, but Iwi Ivanov has been hearing it again, a new time and frequency via the relay site in Bulgaria. 18 to 19 UT on 15110. It's called Radio Nagaskia, or Radio of Truth. It had been registered 5 kilohertz higher and 2 hours earlier at 16 on 15115. The English Hour from Radio Sultanate of Oman, 15140, is supposed to be at 14 UT, but it's widely variable, sometimes late, sometimes missing, sometimes partly in Arabic, and sometimes English elsewhere, such as April 13th at 17:20 tune in. Alan Rowan, England, heard Oman broadcasting a U.S. syndicated pop music show in English instead of Arabic on 15140. A Spanish DX program to keep an ear on is Antena de X. It's on WBCQ and several times on WRMI each week, such as UT Friday, midnight 30, when I was hearing it April 13th. Victor Gutierrez originates the program at an FM station in Panama, La Chispa Stereo. And by the way, he's applying for a 49-meter band shortwave frequency. I've been assisting him in picking out a good, clear frequency for that station, if it is authorized. Don Moore, who has been visiting South America for several months, arrived in Tarma, Peru at an auspicious date, April 16th. He says, my timing was perfect. It's the 60th anniversary of the founding of Radio Tarma, and there will be a party on the air with live music in the street beginning at 23 UT, April 16th, and continuing for several hours. That's on 4775 kHz, actually a bit lower. Word about this got out thanks to Don's notice. And among others, Bruce Churchill in California was listening to it on 4774.9, employing remote receivers, as he frequently does, as it would not be heard very well direct. He was listening from midnight 30 to 01:34, and again for an hour starting at 03:05. That was UT April 17th. Sure enough, according to the station history on the website, it began broadcasting on medium wave in April 1958. Ron Howard in California was hearing the Radio Pilipinas broadcast starting at 0200 UT April 11th on only one frequency, 15640 in English. He cannot hear it on the other two scheduled frequencies, 12010 or 17820, and they were announcing the wrong previous frequency, 17700. Channel Africa, South Africa, was supposedly moving off 6180 to avoid collisions with Romania and Cuba, which was on there, as it turned out, for only 3 nights. They were going to move to 6040, but Iwi Ivanov says they actually moved to 6060 for the English broadcast Monday through Friday at 0400 to 0455. And now it's again colliding with Radio Havana, Cuba on 6060 in Spanish. Mike Terry Ford's news from the Maritime Radio Historical Society that K6KPH and KPH will be active celebrating International Marconi Day which this year is celebrated on Saturday, April 21st. Transmissions start Friday evening Pacific time, UT Saturday at midnight, April 21st. The KPHCW frequencies are 426, 500, 4247, 6477.5, 8642, 12808.5, 17016.8, and 22447.5. While your associated ham station will be looking for contacts guarding these frequencies, 3550, 7050, 14050, and 18097.5. All of this, of course, in CW. Saturday, April 14th at 23 UT, we found World of Radio replaced by something else on WRMI 7780. But we're still on the schedule, so we're not sure if this was intentional. But also showing on the schedule, a brand new broadcast for World of Radio, UT Monday at 0130, on three frequencies in three different directions, 5950 to the south, 7780 to the northeast, and 5850 to the northwest. The 9330 transmitter of WBCQ had been off the air most of the time for about a week, but we're glad to hear it back on with a good, clear signal for World of Radio Monday, April 16th at 2330. And we hope it continues every day of the week at that time, except Saturdays at 2130. Since at least April 12th, I've been hearing the Oldies channel of WRMI on an additional frequency, but it hasn't shown up on their schedules. 5950, the one aimed south, so it's not very strong here. The exact times are not known either, but it could be for the entire period when it has been off the air between other transmissions, that is, from 02 until 11 UT. I've heard it almost until 11, and as early as 0400, probably earlier than that. The other frequencies, which are oldies most of the time, 9395 and 9455, are often not propagating overnight. Last week we had news from John Gorski about his plans to reactivate KJES on shortwave from New Mexico, and now here's another reply from him. This power project sounds like a big deal, but yet if you travel through oil country, you will find many oil gas wells that are being powered by the natural gas that occurs. I've come across many rundown shacks, and the surprise is, once inside, you find a large or not so large gas engine turning a compressor, all running off the gas produced by the well. Some of these setups look pretty Rube Goldberg, but they work. My setup will be a little more complicated. I won't be selling any of the gas, just using it for power generation. I have built many such power plants, most burning landfill gas. Most of these plants sell the power back to the utility. In my case, the utility will be our backup power source. Of course, the first priority is getting the radio station up and running. Once this happens, one must pay for the operation, a not small cost. I see this as one of the reasons so many shortwave broadcasters fail in their efforts. It will take time to develop a profitable operation. Having our own power plant will help in that any time generator output exceeds demand, I will sell the excess power back to the utility. Hopefully there will be little to sell. As far as I know, I will be the first to do this. There have been many shortwave stations generating their own power, but those are cases where utility power was not available or unreliable. The power plant may, depending on rules, operate as its own separate corporation. This may appear to be a wacky idea, but I can assure you this is being done daily in the oil, gas, and landfill industry. Before one writes off the idea, look at the projects of this nature I have completed. Some are going on 40 years and still profitable, says John Gorski of Iowa. The reactivated WRNO had been running only 3 hours a night for several years, but as we've reported, they suddenly expanded to 12 hours from 01 until 13 UT, and now they've expanded even further. The frequency 7505 has been registered as available all the way from 22 until 16 UT. And I've heard it running well past 1300, mostly in Chinese. And it's also been reported as early as 2155 by James Branham in Oklahoma on April 15th. You never know what WTWW will be doing next in its extremely erratic operation. For example, April 14th at 1459, all five of their possible frequencies were off the air. However, April 16th at 20:37, I found the Scriptures for America programming not on one, but on two frequencies in parallel, something I don't think they've done before. 5830, that's in the daytime, and much stronger 9475. The higher one had the parasite carriers, 12.9 kilohertz above and below, so that's the transmitter which used to be designated number 2, while number 1 was down on 5830. WWRB has now made its summer change to 5050 kilohertz, so I suppose until October or November, we'll not be hearing them anymore on any of the four 90-meter band frequencies they've previously used, but still on a very short transmission schedule. 5050, first reported by Alan Rowe in England April 15th at midnight UT. Until 0101, they cut off the transmitter. It's probably only three nights a week at most for about 1 hour. And also reported by James Branham in Oklahoma, April 15th at 23:56 on 5050 with some bird calls and some acoustic guitar music. I'll bet that was the radio RSA interval signal that Dave France likes to play. However, he then heard the preacher say that WWRB would be down next week for major repairs, so I won't be preaching about witch hunts. Via Mark Sills in Dallas, we have news that Art Bell has died, probably the most famous radio talk show host in America, at the age of 72. He did Coast to Coast AM for many years. John Axelrod says, I am sure we all heard him while DXing medium wave and many a frequency, if not all of them. Mike Terry forwards a brief story from KSNV in Las Vegas. Art Bell was the original owner of Pahrump-based radio station KNYE 95.1, best known for his conspiracy theories in the paranormal, host of Coast to Coast, syndicated across the nation. The Nye County Sheriff's Office says he died at his home in Pahrump, Nevada. Autopsy scheduled to determine cause of death. He was 72. By the way, some of his old shows have been rerunning and probably still will long into the future, titled Somewhere in Time. They're on several major medium wave stations on Saturday nights. Mystery this week about a broadcast station heard in the ham band 7155.0 by Ron Howard. He says thanks to Jim Young, Mauno Rita, and Thorsten Hallman. April 17th, both Mauno and I noted it went off at 1328. Mauno speculates it's a spur of Voice of Vietnam, although there was another suggestion it could be Madagascar. P.S. Mark your calendar for Tuesday, May 1st. Mike Terry forwards news from the Alexander Association that SAQ in Grimeton, Sweden, plans to reactivate for a broadcast on that date, the first time since 2016, starting at 0930 UT warming up, and then on 17.2 kHz CW from 1000 UT. They'll also have a live video stream on their website. No QSL cards will be given, but they will be glad to get some listener reports of reception. The propagation outlook from Boulder. No storms predicted, but unsettled to active, with A and K indices peaking at 12 and 4 on April 19th, 15 and 4 May 7th and 8th, but a long stretch of lowest A's and K's of 5 and 2, April 21st to May 5th. Solar flux dropping from 72 April 22nd to 69, and then back up to 70 on May 6th. And that's World of Radio 1926. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.